Hey, you. We got some content over here. Nice content. But here's a warning. Some of this content's for real. You know what I mean? We got jokes about all kinds of things. Dirty things. Hot things. Slimy things. Nasty things. And I know a lot of those are just adjectives that are kind of like each other. But I don't want to get into the content now because that's coming along later. So, you've been warned, officially. Enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, small animals, old people, it's time for the Random Bush. I'm Sean Random. I co-host this show with Andrew Bushwitz, and we're very excited to bring you the Random Bush.
Today's episode is brought to us by bacon-flavored lube. Bacon-flavored lube. Guaranteed to resolve any and all relationship issues. Provided you don't eat it all on the way home from the store.
Do you think that if you wanted to, you could get hit by lightning? Do you think you could figure out how to do it?
If you wanted to, yeah, you could definitely figure it out. Oh, fuck yeah. Okay, go out in the middle of a
storm. I don't think it would hit me.
No. Go out in the middle of a storm.
Uh-huh.
Get a large metal pole.
Yeah.
Okay? Hold on to this
long metal pole.
All right,
hold on. Everyone at home, make sure you're taking notes. Okay, go on.
Yeah, this is advice on how to get hit by lightning.
How to get hit by lightning.
All right, now get a large metal pole, preferably something very conductive, like copper. All right, and then just go out into the storm.
Can I just get some pennies and put them in my mouth?
Well, I mean, that'll help.
Will that work?
It's
maybe I can make like a little helmet of pennies.
Sure.
A little, just glue them to my head.
It's all just tip for tat at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go ahead
and
do that.
Copper's the most conductive.
Let's take duct tape.
Uh-huh.
And let's make an entire suit out of pennies.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Jacket, pants, vest, tie, undershirt, the whole thing. All pennies.
A penny jacket,
pennies
I think.
Pennies and tape.
Penny jacket
let's
run
make packing
you
tape so you can see the pennies.
Maybe about $45.
We
maybe $45 worth of pennies.
We might have just actually figured out a cheaper way to make a suit.
It's like, wait, $45 worth of pennies?
$45 for a suit?
Wait, hold on.
I'm paying $200 for these
You literally are making a suit out of money, and it still costs less than other suits.
Oh,
what the hell?
It does weigh 45 pounds.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
There is an up and a down to
$45 this. Worth of pennies. Yeah, okay.
No, it probably weighs like 17, 18 pounds.
Yeah.
Which is a lot for your clothing to weigh. But you have to ensure that all the pennies are touching, you know, for connectivity. And we'll use masking.
All the Lincolns are like kissing each other in the back of the head.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all touching Lincolns.
We'll get a bunch of like older pennies that have the wheats on them. And we'll get some newer pennies. And we'll make shapes like in the. So when from the back, like the darker pennies and the lighter pennies will make like Kim and Kanye's faces on the back of the jacket.
Right.
Just for funsies.
Yeah.
All right. So, but they got to be all touching and we'll use masking tape so you can see it. Now, I kind of just want this jacket, but you should never wear it out in the rain.
You should never wear it. If you see clouds in the sky that are getting dark,
you need to get
throw that jacket off. Throw that. Don't not wear that suit anymore. Put on real clothing for God's sake.
It's just a bad idea all the way around. Yeah. But okay. So you put the suit on and then you get your giant out in the rain walking pole and just I don't know, go to like a high hill or something. I'm trying to get you away from everybody else because you are absolutely going to get hit by lightning by doing this.
Yes.
So go to a space where you're nowhere near any, like a parking lot or something, and then it's just a matter of time. Don't worry, you're gonna get hit by lightning.
100%.
Yes.
You can guarantee it.
If you want to pay for it,
I think you can set up a bit of a Kevorkian type thing right here where it's just like, hey, listen, pay me $200. I'll go get the jacket. I guarantee you I can get you hit by lightning.
Well, yeah,
today. I bet you this is a service.
Because
I would love the story to be of hit by lightning. I'm not saying I really want it, but I kind of want it. Just to be like, I could do it.
Let's not make a suit. Let's make like a robe of pennies.
Yeah.
Because once this person gets struck by lightning, somebody has to then run out there, fetch the penny robe and the pole. And they're wearing like rubber gloves
and suit. Right.
Like, they're not an
idiot. They're all in rubber.
They're like this moron here, but they have to strip the robe off of this person who's naked under the robe and dead now, and what, just leave the body? And then the paramedics come along maybe like 20-30 minutes later and they're like, this naked man was struck by lightning. Why is this happening so often?
Do they die every time? People don't die that often of getting hit.
No, a lot of people live. I mean, there's a lot of stories of people that get hit by lightning. Some of them get superpowers. No.
Well,
no,
yeah, no. Yeah. Oh, well, that's sort of the thing. I saw a guy who had a, this is on the internet, that got struck by lightning, and he had like a cool, like lightning, like scar from like,
where, oh, that's like, kind of cool. Yeah. Like Harry Potter-ish.
Yeah. Yeah. Where it's right. Like, oh, that's a little, well, not like a lightning, but like,
I, no, like a like, little, like a burn scar, yeah, yeah, from, yeah, the lightning.
Yeah. And I was like, ooh, that's kind of,
that's just a badass story to tell in, mm-hmm, bars. Mm-hmm. That's where you're like, well, I'm in a bar. It's about 9 o'clock. I just ordered my second drink. Guess I'll roll my sleeves up.
Yeah, whoa, what is that? And well, after like 10 minutes, I got hit by lightning.
Exactly. Yeah. Somebody's going to be like, yo, bro, if you don't mind me asking, what's going on with your arm?
How did that happen?
Oh, that? That's when I battled Zeus.
This right here? Well, interesting enough, I went on Craigslist, found this guy named Sean. He had a suit for me. I went out
into... Come on down to Sean's Penny Robes.
Come on down to Sean's Penny Robes and lightning.
We'll make you a whole suit out of pennies, and I will guarantee that you will get struck by lightning. I will give you your money back.
It's like whale watching, but you just go get struck by lightning. You could actually probably bring a whole car full of people out there and just be like, all right, everyone, step on up.
Hold hands, everyone.
A person with a truck, where after you get hit, he just grabs you and throws you in the back of the truck and drives you to the local hospital.
But here's the thing. I'm an unscrupulous businessman. If they don't get hit by lightning, they don't realize I've got a guy in waiting with a battery and some wires. He's going to run out there. He's going to get them. They're all not coming home from this.
Due to the nature of this, you have an EKG. You have a, what were those called? The paddles?
Oh, the defibrillator.
Yeah, you have a defibrillator. So, worst comes to worst.
Are you saying that they're signing up to get hit by lightning, and then I have an EMT staff on hand,
yeah,
who runs out and brings this guy back?
Yeah.
Okay, this... Yeah. Who the fuck is going to do this?
And there's a guy with a camera who takes a picture, and then you can buy it for $25 as you get hit by lightning.
I just want to see... I just want to play out...
It's like, look, I got the exact moment. Wow, that's a great one. That's where I got hit by lightning right there.
Okay, so the real experience, mm-hmm, here isn't getting hit by lightning. It's dying and coming back. Oh, shit, is that the service we're offering?
I don't...
Because we could offer other forms of...
You don't always necessarily die. I'm sure,
like, I'll choke you out.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Well, no. Like,
I mean, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to hire a professional
to come in. No. These are people who want to get struck by lightning.
There's a lot of paperwork involved, first of
all. Oh, for sure. You're signing away so much bullshit stuff. Yeah.
Also, it's not like we can just open an office in Hollywood. Like, come and kill yourself. Don't worry, we'll get you back.
It's not... You're not necessarily killing people. Like, I don't think it happens that often.
We're doing everything we can to ensure that these people don't die permanently.
Safe and fun, getting electrocuted experience. But here's the thing, is that we're not providing the electricity. That's heaven. That's God.
Okay, so this is an act of God.
This is an act of God. So that's going to be on the legal term. That's
that
fine.
God chose this person. This person, is going to an extreme to place themselves in this situation.
That's why this is such a great
service.
This is amazing. I'll sign up right now. I'm not even kidding.
So we just make our company...
How much are you charging for this experience?
We just make robes out of pennies,
uh-huh,
that are appropriate for walking in the rain. That's right. What our company does.
Well,
and we provide a follow-up service of EMTs who follow you in the rain on your walk.
This is what we do. We find a hill. We find some property that's up on a hill.
Okay, so we've got our own space.
We have our own space.
Put a fence around it. We've got full control on this.
It's a property up on a hill in an area where often is...
Very rainy region.
Very rainy.
Yep, sure. A lot of storms.
Lots of thunderstorms.
Well, we want to be able to depend on high humidity.
We can get everybody anywhere. We'll fly you in.
Sure, yeah. We've got the internet.
For the money, we can fly you in.
This is a niche service.
Yeah.
It's not for everyone.
Yeah. You can go there. You get a hotel. You're part of the people getting hit by lightning, like this week. Like, there's a big storm coming in.
So you're saying,
they know there's a big storm coming in. Listen, there's a storm front about to happen coming in. It's a tropical storm. Lightning is going to be in the area. This is your opportunity right now.
I love it. This is what I want.
$1,000.
Yes.
I will guarantee you, sir,
that
you will have a getting hit by lightning experience.
I love it. I will sign the paperwork. $1,000.
We're here at Andy and Sean's Lightning Strikers
service. Love it. I'm so glad that I found you guys on the internet. Here's the thing. My girlfriend wants to come along on this. This is a vacation.
Yeah.
This is really just like, we're going on a vacation, and this is a fun thing that I'm going to do on the vacation.
Yeah.
She does not want to have this experience, but she wants to be on hand when I have this experience in case something weird goes by. Does she have to have a robe? Can there be witnesses?
I mean, there's...
I think we should have a no witness policy.
We have a little shack.
She gets shot, or no, she doesn't go.
We have like a little, like a bomb bunker. You know what I mean? That's like right over
But then
like
she's a witness if something doesn't work out. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm saying,
I guess it would have
everybody
to be a two-person
gets shocked.
Experience.
We should sell
it'll
it like
be
that.
Like masseuses. Like, you know how the masseuse will like take you into the back room and you'll be like, oh, something kinky gonna happen?
Well, that's a private experience.
Yeah. Oh, this could be a little bit private.
I think we would sell it to this guy, like, you know, sir, this is really a couple building experience.
Oh, yeah.
We find that couples who go through this experience together come out of it with a bond that's really unbreakable.
We can get little copper hats.
Should you come out of it.
We can get little copper hats that we just put on their head.
Let's get copper rings.
Little copper rings. That right? They can, yeah. The, copper chains. You can just chain yourself up with them.
I mean, you can get married on paper. Or you can get married with lightning. Come on, guy. What's your level of commitment
here?
That's so
awful. There's going to be a person in the middle that's going to be...
Like a moderator?
Yeah, like a moderator. He's been hit a couple times.
Moderator slash officiant. Yeah.
So he's going to say, like, you know, dearly beloved, you know, and go through the whole thing. Hopefully... Hopefully.
He's ordained. Totally legal. Hopefully. He's also an EMT. Good to have him on hand.
I mean, I just think what would happen is that this lightning is going to be like hitting closer and closer. It's like, come on. I hope it happens.
I think
so exciting.
Okay, we've taken advantage. We own this hill. So we've done certain things like run streams of copper up this hill.
Yeah.
So like when you get hit, you get fucking hit.
Yeah.
Like
there's
a platform with a copper X, right? And that X actually connects to copper wires that are running all up and down this hill, and those go in. No, we don't want them to be grounded. They go down into puddles.
You want something.
There's a moat around the base of the hill.
I feel like you'd want the lightning to hit, but then also have an exit point, because if it stays in you, it's going to kill you. It has to like jump out. Like it has to, like,
oh, it's
got to
go
off.
In and then
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
it's
the experience.
Go in and out. Yeah, exactly.
So what is this person actually experiencing? They're paying to get hit by lightning?
They're paying to get hit by lightning.
And then to be brought back to life.
Well, they're not necessarily going to be knocked unconscious every time, you know? It might just go right through their neck or right through their arm, and they might have a cool scar or a cool burn.
Maybe if they did it two or three times, they'd be like, I can stay conscious. This is my third time.
I
can push through. Yeah. Like, sir, you can't do it more than three times in 1 year.
Yeah, exactly. You got to punch the ticket.
We have insurance.
Wait a second.
A ticket? I'm on my fourth zap. Fifth one free. Okay, sir, but you do have to wait 6 months.
Here we go. More showtime. Another day, another dollar. Check the horizon. Okay, it's go time. I'm the rooster. I'm the rooster. Just like Daddy showed you. Here we go. Alright, that was a good one. Let's back it up with a little... Excuse me? Just what do you think you're doing?
I don't know, right? I'm a cockadoodle doing. I don't know. I've been a long time admirer of your work. Every morning the cockadoodle do. It's impressive. And well, I got to talking around the duck pond the other day, and I thought, I don't know, well, maybe I'd come out here and see if maybe, I don't know, I have what it takes, well, to do what you do.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you to say. Well, this is a timing thing. I really must finish.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I'm sorry. Please, don't let me interrupt you.
Will you stop it? I don't go over to the duck pond and knock the bread out of your bill, do I? What is your problem?
Easy, buddy. It looks like a lot of fun, and I thought maybe it was time for someone else to take a turn.
There is no turn. I'm the rooster. This is my perch. This was my daddy's perch, and his daddy's before him. I'll die before I see wet feet on my perch.
Don't start with that bullshit, man. Birds of a feather, you know we gotta look out for each other out here. And that web feet, curved beak argument was pathetic when your grandfather spit it out of his bigoted beak.
How dare you talk about my grandfather? He was twice the bird you ever were.
Hey. Rooster, duck, what's going on here?
Don't get in the middle of this, horse. This rooster's had it coming for a long time.
I'm right here, baby. Just give me a reason. You never hear about back alley duck fighting, bitch. Feather will fly, quacker.
Chief, cow, help me out here. Hold him back. Rooster, what's going on here, pal? This isn't like you.
It's that damn duck. He's been getting in my comb for weeks. I hear the whispers around the barnyard.
What whispers?
Those ducks have had their eyes set on my perch for years.
Come on, Rooster. Let your feathers down. You're all worked up here. Look, it's your old buddy horse. I'm on your side. I'm on everybody's side. I just want a happy barnyard. What's going on here, pal?
I'll tell you what's going on. For years, the roosters have had a stranglehold on the cock-a-doodle-doo. And I'm not alone when I say it's time for some of the other farm animals to get a chance.
A chance? You can't even do it right.
Maybe I haven't had as much practice as some, but how good are you at swimming, huh? Why don't we head over to the pond and see how much of a big talker you are then?
This is ridiculous. I'm not going to the pond.
Oh, now you're too good for the pond.
I rather enjoy the pond.
Not now, Cal.
But I do like the pond.
Come on, Duck. Calm down. No one's going over to the pond. Let's just all take it easy here.
Of course we're not going over to the pond, Sheep. It's a metaphor.
Okay, just relax. We'll get to the bottom of this.
What's a metaphor?
Not now, Cal.
Well, if you ask me...
Nobody asked you, Goose. Look, let's not do this right now, okay? My hooves are a little full with all this. Great! Now you've got Goose all upset. Guys, it seems to me that the problem here is that Duck wants to cock-a-doodle-doo in the morning, yet Rooster is currently occupying all the available spots.
What's the fucking argument here? I'm the Rooster. I do the cock-a-doodle-dooling here. It's called traditionalism.
Now, Rooster, you know full well that this is an equal opportunity barnyard. We will not let traditionalism stand in the way of progress.
Progress? Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Language, Rooster! Seriously, bro, watch your beak. Look, how about we find a middle road that can make all parties happy? Rooster can continue to crow in the mornings, though one day a week, Duck will get to do it. After a few go-arounds, we will revisit the issue.
One day a week.
Small steps equal big gains. This is a win. Take what you can get, bro.
If Duck gets a day, I'd like to have a day.
Cow, please don't pile in on this.
I'm just saying, fair is fair.
Not now, Cow.
It's always not now, Cow. Not now, Cow. But when? When is Cow's time?
This is ridiculous! Are you actually even hearing yourself right now? We're gonna be laughing stock of all over the barnyards. He can't even make the cock-a-doodle-doo sound.
Oh yeah? Then what's this?
More back of the throat. No, like this.
Let me try.
I want to get down on this. No.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you so very, very much for enjoying the show thus far. We're going to get right back into the entertainment. I just need to interrupt real quick to do that really annoying thing that podcasters do where they pop up in the middle of the show and they're like, hey, I could really use a review from you. I would love to get a couple of stars rating, maybe 3-4 stars, but 5 stars, that'd be phenomenal. And that's what I'm going to do right now. This is my least favorite part of this whole gig, but it's absolutely necessary. And it's necessary because you're rating the show, you're giving comments to the show on its various podcast aggregators, enables the show to become more discoverable. By it becoming more discoverable, that enables us to be able to finagle our way towards possibly being able to pay for more episodes. So if you're enjoying the show, help us out, because it's really expensive on our end, and we could really use the help. So if you leave a comment, we can then use that, leverage that to gain more discoverability, and also we might be able to use it to trick somebody into paying to help us make more of this, or something like that. It's all business. I have no idea how this works. Industry is complicated.
Rooster believes in justice. Rooster believes in truth.
Rooster believes in the all-American barnyard way.
Hello, friends. This is your old pal Rooster here. You know there's been a lot of talk about the farm lately. Every now and then, one of these young upstarts get it in their head that there's a better way of doing things. And the young, God bless them, they're full of spit and vinegar, driving them to raise all kind of fuss. But those of us with a little practical experience understand, the hen house wasn't built in a day. If there's a better way to do things, we absolutely will explore those innovations. And we'll do so through time and trial, as we always have. We'll gain the positive aspects without being negatively impacted by the fallout of impractical first steps. That is how we get this great place we know as the barnyard. And that is exactly how I intend to keep it. Where I'm from, we let the experts deal with their expertise. And we allow the upstarts to watch and learn. Because as much as I want to believe that they are the future, as of right now, I'm more concerned with ensuring that there is a future for them.
This message has been brought to you by Rooster and his supporter, the Organization for Barnyard Reliance.
All right, and we have reached the end of another podcast. And yeah, I think it was a lot of fun. And you know what else was fun? The fact that I, during every single one of these sketches and every single conversation that we had during this one, I wore the exact same corduroy pants. I just want you to imagine this, because this is just an exciting thing for me. I wore these green corduroy pants that are a little bit too tight on me. And whenever I walk, my thighs rub together and they go zip, 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 zip. It's kind of a fun fact for you. Just kind of to go out on a note with. So, yeah, keep that image in your mind, and we'll see you on the other side. Just as a note, we're not actually going anywhere. I'm just turning the microphones off. But, you know, you might be going somewhere. You might be doing something. So I hope you enjoy where you're going and what you're doing. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next week.